Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. We'll be having another warm day today. High temperatures are expected to reach 81, breezy with south winds 11 to 17 miles an hour, gusting as high as 26 miles per hour. There has been a red flag alert issued by the Weather Service, which has posted the following: unseasonable warmth coupled with breezy southerly winds and deep mixing will renew the threat for critical fire weather conditions from late this morning through this evening. Relative humidity values fall to around 15 to 25% this afternoon and early evening. East of the Mississippi River, expect southerly winds of 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour. West of the river, these southerly winds will be around 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 35. Very dry, fine fuels will promote quick ignition and rapid spread of any fire that gets started, making them difficult to control. Continuing on the local forecast, tonight mostly clear with a low around 55, winds gusting as high as 26 miles per hour from the south. Friday, sunny with a high near 76, south wind 11 to 16 miles per hour, gusting as high as 24 miles per hour. And in the news, in a report shared with the nearly noon news from the La Crosse Tribune, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Board is expected to vote in October on the state's wolf management plan, DNR Secretary Adam Payne said on Wednesday. The DNR in November released its first new wolf management plan in more than 20 years, which recommends against establishing a new statewide population goal, a number that has become a flashpoint in the fight over hunting quotas, that according to a report from this morning's La Crosse Tribune. Officials recommend the DNR, with the help of an advisory committee, monitor local populations with the state's 6 wolf hunting zones and decide whether to reduce the local population, keep it stable, or allow it to grow. The DNR on Friday released about 3,500 comments related to the wolf management plan that ranged from advocating wiping the animal off the face of the earth to asking that wolves be fully protected. The submissions came from the public from both inside and outside the state and from the state's Native American tribes, state lawmakers, county and town boards, hunting organizations, and state scientists. A survey released in September estimated the statewide wolf population at 970, but a 1999 plan called for capping the population at 350 wolves, a number used by hunters to justify a season on the animals. The new plan strips hunters of that argument by eliminating a statewide population goal. DNR officials wrote that their approach is more flexible without a hard population goal. The DNR is reviewing the comments and will use them to consider revisions to the proposed wolf management plan. Again, this report came with permission for our use from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.